about two kinds of stress, because stress plays a big role in our state of fitness from any given moment to the next. We can be very physically fit and be under a lot of stress and not be able to function properly. I've known people who run miles and miles every day. They are the spitting image of health, but their lives are crumbling around them and they die of a heart attack because they're stressed out. So, let's talk about these two different kinds of stress. The typical stress that we're most familiar with is distress. I'm in distress. Chronic distress, fear, anxiety, worry, they all contribute to this sense of oppressive stress. That's the stress that we're pretty familiar with. There's another kind of stress called eustress, E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S. Eustress is a positive type of stress that our bodies reacts to in a slightly different way than distress. But positive stress, like working out a muscle, is actually beneficial to the body. So it's not like we want to totally eliminate stress and live in this perfect zen-like state where nothing ever worries us, nothing ever upsets us, nothing ever excites us. Because our body needs some stress to keep all of its functions working properly. Stress is what fires the trigger in our brain to keep us alert to things. If we're always relaxed and in a zen-like state, we're not consciously aware of anything that's going on around us. Now, I'm not a brain scientist, I'm a brain enthusiast, and if you're interested in more information on how our brains work to serve or disturb our bodies, I highly recommend Daniel Amen's work or any of the work that you can find on brain science and cognitive functioning. But the thing that's important here is that we recognize there are different kinds of stress. There's a stress that creates an excitement energy around us. That's the good kind of stress. Then there's all that other stuff, like worrying about bills and traffic jams and kids that have to go to the doctor. And that's distress. That's considered the negative or the bad kind of stress. So if you're doing something that's creating stress or you're living in an environment that's high in the distress, it's even more important that you're looking to find opportunities to create eustress for yourself. Can you take a run or a walk? Can you go dancing? Can you watch a funny movie? Anything that you can do to create a different kind of positive stress on your body is going to shift the chemicals and help your body stay healthy, stay in a state of well-being, which is really what we're looking for in the first place.